Okay, so there's always been this myth or talk about how you cannot do magic on someone without their consent. Okay, and that could be, mostly it re refers to good magic, okay? Like helping them with getting a job and all this stuff or praying for them. Believe it or not, it's actually true. The thing is, you don't need someone's consent to do bad things to them, because if they have done things to you, that's like automatic karmatic, consent, right? So at this point, if they've done something bad to you, they would deserve something bad happening back to them. But if people, wanted to just help someone out and do something good for them, consent is needed. It's strange, but it is true. Now, oftentimes, getting consent can be nearly impossible because most of the time, us practitioners, we are in the closet to certain people in our lives, or people know about our way of life and they just don't want help from us because it's like, oh, I don't want to be involved in any of that witchcraft or whatever it is, which, they assume is bad stuff, right? So, one way I do get consent from people who do know what I do, okay, because like I said, it can be pretty difficult, is that I ask them, if you ever needed help, would you want me to help you? Okay, or you can simply say, do you need help with something? Okay, would you like me to help you? Okay, and all you need is a simple yes. Okay, is it slightly deceptive? Yes, but your intentions are good. Okay, understanding that this, grant of consent is necessary. Okay, because doing, like a cleansing or a healing for someone, and without their knowledge, they can easily fight against it. Even subconsciously, just fight against it, right? The example would come from like a lot of religious people, right? Mostly Christians, who will say, I'll pray for you. And you don't want them to pray for you, okay? So that's a battle ping pong thing in itself, okay? And I could totally understand the battle of why they press harder and they don't see you changing because you are mentally and subconsciously and spiritually fighting against that. Because what they want you to do is seek their God, seek their way, and you ain't gonna do it. Okay? So that is praying for someone without their consent. I do not advise you to do that. Okay? But again, just simply ask. And it could be somebody of a different religion or belief system. Just say, hey, if you ever needed help, would you like me to help? Okay, would you need help with something? Would you want me to intervene? Would you want me to do something for you? Is there anything I can do for you? Et cetera, et cetera. So that is how you get spiritual consent to do your magic.